The Gulf Coast Growth Show is sponsored by Chevron Pasadena Refinery and is an extension of the Economic Alliance Houston Port Region, where our mission is to market and grow a vibrant regional economy.
All right, guys. Hey, and welcome back to the Gulf Coast Growth Show. I'm your host, Jason Lee. I'm joined down the table here by my co-host, Zeke Smith.
Hey there, buddy.
And we have Tim Sensenig, correct?
Correct.
I nailed it. First time out the gate from, and Tim, remind us where you're from.
I'm originally from Pennsylvania.
And glad to have you joining us today. And again, big thanks to OTC, the Offshore Technology Conference Center, for allowing us to be here today. This is a rarity for us. So we're actually getting to come out live to this event. It's a huge event today. Great turnout. And even bigger thanks to Fifth Ring for sponsoring the OTC Podcast Pavilion. Fifth Ring is a global B2B marketing and communications agency with over 30 years of experience in the energy sector and beyond, and its presence in Houston, Aberdeen, and Singapore enables the energy or the agency to help companies all over the world build better brands and sell more stuff. Learn more about Fifth Ring by visiting fifthring.com. The link is in the show's notes.
Yeah, this is great, man. I think it's the first time they ever did this. The podcast pavilion is pretty cool. So I think we're proud to be inaugural podcast guests here. Pretty
yeah,
sweet.
It's exciting times. And Mark always is a great time, really pulling these things together. And OGGN,
thanks, Mark.
They've just really put a stamp on marketing when it comes to the oil and gas network. And it's such a huge piece of our state and such a huge piece of our region. And then, Tim, I've been chasing you for a couple years. I know, like, right, hunting you down, saying, hey, we got to get you on the show. I know that I've had Bruce on a few times, and we're going to talk a lot about some things that you're passionate about today, which, again, back to our audience so they know things that matter to our region. It's not just business. It's not just oil and gas. It's not just getting out and making money, but it's actually making a difference to the community. And I know you're a big part of that, and we're going to dive into that. But before we kick that off, why don't we tell everybody a little bit about your background, who you are, what makes you tick, a little bit about your company.
Sure. I think what I'm most known for is in 1999, I created the most successful transportation management software company in the world. We became a global provider. Companies like FedEx I put on the board, Dow, DuPont, all major global shippers around the world was using our platform. We sold the company to Oracle in 2005, and then I ran a freight forwarding software company. That as well got rolled up into another roll up of businesses. And then around 13, 14, we started creating TMS first down here in Houston in stealth mode. And we were after the oil and gas business. And we are now today the number one provider into Permian and logistics technology, as well as upstream, downstream, and midstream. And also on the chemical side, we handle companies like the largest distributor of ExxonMobil worldwide, live in 120 countries. So we love being from Texas, love being here, and it's such a great place to work.
Tim, really? Yeah. Is there anywhere else to be from? Really?
Well, you know, I'll tell you the answer to that. So the one day my one friend says, he goes, so why did you really move to Texas? I said, because of the people. And I said, by the way, I'm not like just politically thrown out there. I said, most people ever I've met here in Texas are really nice people. And he goes, you just haven't met the wrong people yet. And I'm like, come on now. But, you know, let's face it. When Harvey hit, you know, we gutted 14 houses. I don't know one person in Texas who has never helped out somebody else. Bottom line, love the place, love the people.
Amen. And we talk about that all the time about our region. And really, you know, we have so many guests that come on the show. And a big part of that is it's not just tying back to the business, but it's what are these organizations, what are these companies doing to give back?
Right.
And I know you play a huge role in that. So, and we're going to kind of shift gears a little bit for that reason, but I know you've had success in business, and I think Zeke was going to chime in a little bit.
Zeke? Yeah, just curious as to, you know, you touted some stats as a very successful track record in business in a few different segments and industries. What would you attribute that success to? If you had some listeners that are like, man, I want to go and follow in Tim's footsteps someday or a similar path, what's some advice?
Yeah, so I would tell you, it's kind of like going to college. And you go to college, and I just dealt with this with my daughter. She goes, Dad, I'm really, I hope I don't get you upset. I'm going to switch degrees. And she goes, I'm going to switch to supply chain and technology. I'm trying to go, what am I going to get upset about? Well, I think most kids, as well as myself, maybe you guys didn't, you switch degrees because while you're in life, you decide you know, this is not totally what I want to do, or sure. I've learned some things that excite the heck out of me. And I came out of Wall Street originally. I started the investment banking practice, which is now part of DLJ, who came Credit Suisse, in supply chain technology. And I used that knowledge to start that company in 1999. And today, you know, I also used all that knowledge to self-fund my company.
Nice.
And really take it by the head and bootstrap it. We're cash flow positive. And what that really got me to do, the B is so excited about, is because we went that route, we can now contribute money to help out nonprofit organizations that are important to me. And I was really looking for that. And, you know, I'll say one thing before I let you guys jump in. The guy said, well, why don't you just go run things in a nonprofit? And I said, well, let me make this really clear. When I take this company from $10 million to $250 million, how much of that 10% can I go impact at $25 million to try and help making major impacts at nonprofits as a company?
That's right.
Versus just go
right.
do things.
Yeah. Right.
And that's what motivates me. Not only do we deliver superior product, we help out people in need in a superior way.
That's awesome. And I know we're going to get a lot more into the community service and the impact you have had and still are, and I think just came from a meeting. Right. But I know Jason and I wanted to, we're obviously at OTC,
right.
upstream Mecca in Houston this week. So Jason, wanted to talk to him a little bit about what's relevant in the upstream market, what's exciting, what are you doing, how you getting busy in upstream right now?
Well, you know, one of the things that I think people forget about is that there are three streams, right? And Houston is really a populace for all three of those, right? So we're kind of hubbed out in the port region, so everybody thinks about the chemical plants, the refineries.
Right.
And really, a lot of times when people are, you know, they associate Houston, when you're flying in, you see the refineries, so you just think about what's happening there. But we don't realize that there's an entire ecosystem, almost essentially a sub-economy that exists from work that's happening on the other side of Texas, and then how it flows down through, and then the action that takes place to here, and then even it hops offshore from right. our area and then starts working there. Tell us what you've seen, I guess, in the last 10 years from an evolution perspective, right? I mean, you've been at this for a while,
right.
and you know, what's changing, what's shifting, and then where do you see it going in regards to the relationship between those three things, right? What's happening here on the States, and then how it's going to, you know, out to the rest of the world? Because you said you work on logistics and supply chain from here all the way across the world, actually.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So how does your business play a role in that, and then how do you see it transitioning over the next few years?
Okay, so first of all, I would tell you that coming from the last downturn, right, there's usually, we all talk about cycles of the downturns, and most oil and gas companies make the most money in a downturn because they're buying the assets cheap. Anybody that knows
right.
this game very well, that's what happened. So just like us, in 14, we had 10 deals we thought we were going to close. We didn't close one of them. We closed two deals we didn't even expect to close. Right? Who saw that? But where I'm going here is, you know, the oil and gas industry is, I don't really want to use the word behave, but we're not making a lot of noise, and we're doing extremely well.
That's a good
point.
You
know, nobody's misbehaving. You know, we hear about OPEC and everything else. But, you know, if I'm drilling, you know, I was listening to Devin, COO, in a meeting I was in last week. They've been doing 25 wells up and down through the price. They're not adjusting the amount of new rigs they're bringing on. And that is a really solid footing. And the only thing that's really going to change this marketplace this time, which unfortunately would be a good thing if it happened for mankind, if Ukraine and Russia came together, right? That's not going to happen. I think everybody feels that there's a stable base price around the 60, 65 level. Everybody's been modeling at this time. But at the same point, let's deal with reality. Every 10 million of those barrels from Russia is in the marketplace.
Right.
And is supporting them to continue to do genocide in Ukraine. That is the problem of today. How it relates to the whole Mecca of back to Texas and the United States, it's supporting the evolution of a very good chemical industry. It's supporting a very strong economy in Texas. when I talked to people outside of Texas and inside in Texas, until about, I'd say, the last 3 to 4 months, it's kind of by, like, what recession?
Right.
Okay? So, you know, if I talked to you in January or earlier this year, it's like, oh my gosh, the recession has been here for well over a year. The peak prices, the end of December 21, were $25,000 for a 40-foot container from Shanghai into Long Beach. Now it's $800 all day long, capacity of the nth degree. What we're seeing is companies like Target just announced a 1.6 million new DC coming into Baytown. We have TJ Maxx put stuff down there, Floor and Decor. Walmart went from 3.5 to 5 million. They're servicing 20% of the United States out of Baytown. You guys probably know some of
these
already.
Town.
Yep. You're putting another 1.2 million of Target distribution center into Texas as well. You know, living spaces that people probably didn't even hear of have come already heavily into Texas
FedEx
with three DCs. Now, on the nearshoring side, everybody goes, oh, everything's stopping from China. Guess what? China and Korea have been planning for 3 years down in Monterrey, and right now we have an 8-to-1 ratio, and that is the hottest trucking market right now, is Mexico coming up to Texas to service the distribution centers.
Okay, yeah.
And is not coming by ship as much. LNG or LG and Hisense are in full motion with their new facilities down there. There's another 50 plus new manufacturing centers coming online in Monterrey. And where is it coming? Texas.
Beautiful.
Because we are the mega hub to service, you know, out of Houston and Dallas is going to be the...
That ripple effect, right?
Oh, it's going to continue
the oil and
growing,
gas industry, producers, everything ripples, right?
Without a doubt.
7-to-1 is that Chad's famous saying.
We're 7-to-1, right? Yeah. And we pride ourselves on that, and we think that it's just going to continue to happen. Is that for every job that is created in one of these industrial, you know, type jobs, whether it's behind the gate or through that's a construction company, there's seven more jobs created in the communities that serve them.
Right, you know, the trucking drivers or those DC workers, distribution center right as DC. So, yeah, I mean, one job created in Exxon creates seven outside the fence.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
I would tell you point blank, the fact that the labor is still negotiating out in Long Beach, L.A., those supply chains have changed. Wake up, longshoremen. You know, people are moving goods into Houston Port, and that's not going to stop anymore.
Amen.
It's here for good, and I'm sorry, longshoremen. You're just going to have a harder time continuing to cause disruption and cause price labor increases. The new home is Houston Port. It's going to keep happening.
And we're just going to make it bigger.
We're going to make it
we're just making it bigger.
Right. And we're going to keep digging that trench and
That's
getting
right.
the bigger ships in.
That's right.
So let's shift gears. I think, you know, you are a man of passion. I've known that since I've met you. Chased you for a while for that reason.
Just in case you couldn't tell right now, though, right?
Yeah, exactly, right? Like, no surprises here.
Right.
That being said, this work stuff's minimal in comparison to where your heart lies, right?
Right.
And you said, hey, I'm going to go build a $250 million company so that I can turn around and provide $25 million to ministries to make an impact.
Absolutely.
Now, I know you're actively involved in those. We've had Bruce on a few times, but give us a backdrop into some of the organizations that you're pouring into and tell us a little about those.
Yeah, so about 7 or 8 years ago, I was really looking to get my grip into something that I could really make a difference on. And I didn't want to just like, here's some money. I wanted to get a hands on it and do it. And it's not about me. I want to be very clear about that. It's not about me. It's not about TMS First. It's about those in need, right? So yes, I'm on the board of, without a doubt, as far as I know, the most successful recovery program for women who have been forced into sex trafficking. And what does that mean? That means, you know, your daughter, a four-year-old, anywhere to full adult in their 30s that gets tied up into this. You know, everybody, there's a new story every day. And the one that always gets me is, hey, here's a 28-year-old woman has a 2-year-old child, you would think that she was smart, right? You think that she would have her head together to help out her child. A guy comes along, wants to date her for 5 months, and that same person convinces her to leave the child with the parents, go to San Diego, and puts her on drugs. Next thing you know, she's out doing 20 to 30 tricks. You know, how was she supposed to see that?
Right.
You know, this guy was dating her. The other side is, you know, four daughters in the oil and gas industry have been recovered from sex trafficking. Then it becomes real to a person in the professional world.
Yep.
Because a lot of people think it's somebody else's problem. They think, oh, it's an Asian, a Mexican problem, you know, whatever. That's wrong.
Yep.
68,000 people trafficked through Houston every year. And oh, by the way, Atlanta, you're number two. And sometimes you take over number one. It's not just a Houston problem. It's not just a Texas problem. It's a $40 to $50 billion problem, second only to drugs. And, you know, if you don't think this happens every day, you're wrong. So that's one thing. The other thing is Red M. You know, one of my partners in crime, I would call David Reed, one of my best friends. I sit on the board with him at Red M, and we support another 10 different organizations. You know, whether it's anything from one operation where a woman who's been trafficked started her own organization. Just super, super stuff out there to do something. So, you know, whether it's Red M, Redeem, whatever, get out and do something that is meaningful to you to help others is my first thought. At Red M, you can do anything. You can just offer your time to do marketing work, to just show up and volunteer. We do 39 different events a year. So there's always something for you to get involved in. So
that was gonna be my question too to you, Tim, is how, if someone's listening and says, man, that's a cause I wanna get behind, how do they do that? How do they reach out to you or Red M as an organization to give time, talent, or treasure, or all three? How do they do that?
Well, you can easily come to me at tim@tmsfirst.com, no problem. But join redm.com. You know, it's a nonprofit 503. Be, you know, get involved there. With you'll find any kind of thing you want to sign up with.
Great.
We do golf for good every year for Redeemed. We have a gala coming up in September. You know, that's a really important event for us. And we're always trying to raise more money. That's just the way life is.
Yeah.
But you're going to save a life. Think about it that way.
Yeah. I don't want to speak for my esteemed friend and colleague, Jason, but I think let us know how we can help on this platform. You know, we brag and boast about the greatness of Houston, but that's a pretty large stain. And it's made national news and international news about Houston being the hub for that. Those two industries, the drug and trafficking industry. So we want to, I mean, use our voice and cause as we can.
Yeah,
help.
I think the same thing that benefits our great city because of the fact of logistics and supply chain.
Diversity, supply chain, yep.
As detrimental when it comes to that kind of that stain
100%.
That you mentioned,
yep.
Right? But
success,
but the one
diversity,
thing that is true and the one thing that consistently holds true is the amount of businesses, people like yourself, individuals that aren't standing for it,
right.
The awareness of it, and the fact that we're doing something about it.
Yep.
I know just it was several months back, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, they hosted the event at the Lone Star Flight Museum.
Yeah.
I got to meet that young lady who you're referring to that was sex trafficked and then now opened her own a nonprofit to then go out and help these women get back
that's
on
awesome.
Their feet.
Absolutely.
And I see it all of them. And I see David at all of them. And I see Bruce at all of them. And I see guys that are actually in the field here in Houston working, making a difference, running companies, running airports, doing the things that they need to be doing. But then she was on our show, the young lady that works at Hobby Airport.
Yes.
So we have just a huge number of individuals that aren't just standing by on the wayside saying, oh, let's do something, or let's just throw money at it. They're actually people that are actually getting in the field making things happen. So I want to thank you for that.
Yeah, the greater airports of Houston, where we did a thing at Bush and also down at that one as well, at the other field, you know, it was a great learning experience. We got in there from Red M and actually taught people where they thought they had trafficking under control at the airports. And we retrained probably, I'm going to guess, about 1,000 people between the two different events.
Wow.
So, you know, there's a lot of things that are still going on, even at TSA acknowledged, that they weren't catching. that all, you know, you're sitting next to a person and you may not even be aware that they're being trafficked. And it's great that maybe you don't want to be the person to say something right then and there on the plane. When you get off the plane and you learn how to identify this going down, you can point it right out to the person at the gate and they will make it happen for you. So you don't have to worry about getting into some sort of confrontational situation. And it's just a great thing. I mean, I'll thank Schlumberger and IBM and many other companies that have come together and keep coming together. We embrace you to join us. You know, Bechtel just signed up. We just did a thing with TechNip with Red M.
Awesome.
So I would embrace any size company, small to large. Come on in, join us. It's a great effort, and to just simply save hot lives and help these poor women that don't even know that they're being trafficked or are in a trafficked situation because they could be under drugs at the same time.
Yeah, I'd be remiss, as Jason knows, I'm a mental health advocate and pretty passionate about that topic. It's Mental Health Awareness Month, and so you got folks with mental health issues getting into that industry issue, and then obviously the coming out of it and trying to recover and just get back to a normal life, something that all ties together. So you've got my ear, and I'm certainly happy to help. I'm sure Jason is as well.
Absolutely.
So, as we wrap up, I know we always like to, and you've got a platform here, so if there's anything else, any other issues or causes or anything you want to just wrap up with, we kind of always like to give our guests the last word, if you will, before we wrap up.
Sure. There's one other project we get involved in, and that is when you think about poverty, and I'm just going to put this out there, it doesn't matter where you are in the world. It doesn't require money. If you help a family get educated, they will get out of poverty. Education gets families out of poverty. So, you know, if sex trafficking, helping lives there, you know, maybe for whatever reason isn't your thing, then go help get a family, children educated to help that family get out of poverty. Because trust me, they don't want to be in poverty. And by the way, they have the higher probability of being sex trafficked as well.
Right.
Awesome. That was good, man.
Thank you. Great point. And thank you again for all that you do back and serve.
Yes, sir.
And for those that are, like, I'm excited because of the OGGN platform today. I believe that we're going to get the opportunity to probably get bigger reach than we typically have. And so having you on here is exciting to me because I think we're going to touch more lives with that story. And then, and then I want to thank again OGGN, Mark LaCour, for having us out here. And really, for those of you that are tuning in for the first time, one thing that I want you to hear from us is really what the Economic Alliance is about and our mission. And our mission is real simple. We want to make sure that we do everything that we can to really invest in our stakeholders that are in the region. So it's business owners like yourself. It's people in the community that are part of that, right? It's just the folks that are serving, the person waiting the tables there in Deer Park or there in Pasadena, or and then all the way back to the refineries and then all the way out to the plants, that are not the plants, but all the way out to the oil fields, right? So, and then everything in between, right? And so we really service that, and people forget about the dynamic power of this region. But it's not just out here talking about dollars. It's not just out here talking about capital projects. It's out here talking about people. And so we try to bring that to every show. I think every guest that we have typically shares quite a bit about their business, but also their impact in that life cycle of business here in Houston, and then also their impact that they're doing in the community. And that's one thing that I think resonates with this entire state. You said it early on.
Absolutely.
People wake up in Texas and something happens, right? They're like, hey, you know what? I'm gonna give back. I'm gonna do something different.
So, economic opportunity facilitates our ability to give back to our communities more.
Right. It's just one.
It's a beautiful cycle, in fact. Right?
Yeah. So if you haven't checked it out, the Economic Alliance, and you're in the oil and gas region, whether you're upstream, downstream, midstream, you need to look into it. Economic Alliance, HoustonPortRegion.com. You can tune into that. You can go to their website. You can see the events. They have so much of a reach for you and your organization, for your business. So we would encourage you to check that out. Again, if you're not familiar with our show, but you're tuning in because you're familiar with OGGN. So, and at the same time, I butchered this earlier. I stumbled across a little bit. It's my first time looking at it. So we're going to try to give Fifth Ring another shout out on our way out today. So big thanks to Fifth Ring for sponsoring the OTC Podcast Pavilion. This is a great setup in the middle of this event.
Fifth Ring is a global B2B marketing and communications agency with over 30 years of experience in the energy sector and beyond, and its presence in Houston, Aberdeen, and Singapore enables the agency to help companies all over the world build better brands and sell more stuff. Learn more about Fifth Ring by visiting fifthring.com, and the link is in the show notes. And again, Aberdeen, great makers of scotch, so we just got to give a shout out to that. So one of the best places on the planet. We want to thank you guys for tuning in today. Tim, thanks for joining us,
thanks,
and we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to go to the Economic Alliance Houston Port Region website and subscribe to our channels. And let's pay it forward by sharing the good news of what's happening in our region by passing this episode to somebody you know.